From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Days before returning home from Asia, U.S. President Donald Trump was back on the defensive over Russian election meddling. Tom Turco reports Mr. Trump considers President Vladimir Putin's denial sincere, dismissing former U.S. intelligence officials as hacks and accusing Democrats of trying to sabotage relations between the two countries.
Speaking to reporters aboard Air Force One, Trump said Russian President Vladimir Putin had again vehemently insisted that Moscow had not interfered in the 2016 U.S. elections. Trump declined to say whether he believed Putin, but he did say that he does believe that Putin means it. Multiple U.S. intelligence agencies have concluded that Moscow meddled in the 2016 election to try to help Trump win. Tom Turco, VOA News.
Trade ministers of the remaining 11 countries of an expansive Pacific Rim trade pact reached a deal early Saturday to salvage the agreement without participation by the United States. VOA's Steve Herman explains what it may mean for some U.S. businesses.
This is going to be, according to analysts, a setback for some sectors of the U.S. economy. Of course, it won't affect the overall United States economy, but for those who were hoping to expand their markets overseas, such as in the agriculture sector, dairy, beef, and pork, they will not have this access to the Japanese market that they had anticipated. The beneficiaries of that, we're being told, will be Australia, Canada, and New Zealand.
That's VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman, who's traveling with the president. Be sure to follow Steve on Twitter at W7VOA. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization reports pneumonic plague is continuing to decline in Madagascar. Lisa Schlein reports from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
The World Health Organization says the situation is improving. WHO spokeswoman Fadela Shaib says latest reported cases of pneumonic plague, based on the number of people hospitalized and on district reporting in Madagascar, is good news. However, Shaib warns everyone must remain vigilant. She says new flare-ups of this deadly disease cannot be ruled out until the plague season ends in April. She says WHO needs $4 million to sustain its effort.
This is a huge operation. This needs to be done because you will need to maintain a high level of surveillance. You will need to train people. You will need also to provide logistical help to the hospitals and health centers.
So far, there have been no reported cases of plague outside Madagascar. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Australia's same-sex marriage postal survey has closed, and the official results are expected next week. Phil Mercer reports polls are suggesting a win for the Yes campaign, although the results are not legally binding on Parliament.
16 million Australians were eligible to vote in Australia's same-sex marriage postal survey. Officials say almost 80% of the potential voters responded, and opinion polls are predicting a win for the Yes campaign. The debate has at times been fractious and divisive. There have been accusations of bullying and bigotry on both sides of the argument. Yes campaigners say they've been called perverts, while a church backing the No campaign has been sprayed with obscene graffiti. The postal survey result will be released by the Australian Bureau of Statistics, which organised the ballot. The result isn't legally binding, but Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, who's a supporter of reform, has promised to introduce same-sex marriage legislation by the end of the year if Australians vote yes. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
The White House has called on all states and parties to respect Lebanon's sovereignty, independence, and constitutional process. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the U.S. opposes action that would threaten the stability of Lebanon. And on Friday, Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah accused Saudi Arabia of detaining Prime Minister Hariri and asking Israel to launch strikes against Lebanon. U.S. forces conducted an airstrike against al-Shabaab Friday night, killing at least 13 militants in Basra village outside of Mogadishu. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.